Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna complicate ya. Hey everyone, and welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. I'm George, and today we have a wicked episode. I am here with my honorary co-host. I'm like, how do I explain her? No, because my co-host Gracie, if I literally said, and here's my co-host, I think she would kill me. So anyway, this is a good friend of mine, Amanda, introduce yourself.
Hi everyone. Hi all. I'm Amanda. Me and George, we work together at Redacted.
Absolutely.
No one needs to know where. Because that's private, and it always will be private.
I'm like, oh, she's going there.
Okay. Oh, she's gonna dox me immediately.
My co-host Gracie, she will literally say, like, if we went out to a pub, she's not saying, oh, we went to the pub. She's saying, oh, we went to this pub on this day at the, and I'm like,
it was on 41st and 8th.
What if I wanted it to be a secret?
Right. No, one thing about me, we're keeping it private. No one needs to know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So today I have you on because we are going to be speaking on Wicked. We saw it this past weekend. It has been all the buzz. I mean, everyone's been discussing it.
Everything.
And it's cool because we also saw the musical recently. So, all the viewers who are listening know if they watched previous episodes. Mm-hmm. That I was going to see it. So where do you want to start? Should we start with reviews or should we start with soundtrack?
Let's start with the movie experience itself. Okay. So like you said, we saw the play. Play was amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm like a big fucking Broadway girl, so like I loved it. I thought it was a little bit cheesy, but it was good. The movie, I actually don't have words. Every time I try to talk about it, I can't come up with the words because it was so good. The acting, the music, the like production of it, the dancing, like so good. Obsessed. I actually don't know what else to say about it. It was so good.
It was amazing. And all that's in my head is, the Wizard of Oz. Like, I want to.
No one was the wicked. I can't stop singing that one part.
Yeah, no, literally, that's all that's in my head. And yeah, so the musical was amazing. I loved it. I enjoyed it. And
like seeing it live, obviously, is like chills. It's so good.
Yeah, especially the actresses. Did you just hear? Fuck. Okay. And wait, how do I
wait? What this? Happened?
Wait, did you hear? Did you hear the message that just went through, or no?
No.
Oh, okay. So I just I could have kept it going. Anyway, I love the people on the Broadway show. They were amazing. Singing was
and you know what's so bad? So I don't know either of those women's names. I have no idea who they were. They were incredible.
I kept the playbook.
Me too. The playbill.
Playbill. So for me, like, I did theater growing up. I never was like a musical junkie. I never really cared for it. When I saw Rocket Man with Elton John, his movie, I thought it was going to be like Bohemian Rhapsody. Literally, the first thing, he's like on the piano as a little kid, he's like, why would they even? I'm like, we gotta wrap it up. Sometimes it's so cheesy for some reason,
and then sometimes it's amazing. Like, I remember when I was in maybe middle school, did you like care when Hairspray came out with Zac Efron and Amanda Bynes?
Yeah.
I cared so, like, oh my God, I was obsessed. So, and then when Mamma Mia came out, like the movie, I was obsessed. Yeah, yeah. And I just knew Wicked was going to be that same thing because Wicked also just has like a so many people I know, like I'm probably the millionth person to say, like, it just has a special place in my heart for some reason.
You're holding space for it.
I'm holding space for Defying Gravity right now. And Like, I knew it was going to be good, but I just feel like it exceeded all my expectations. And like, I am
100%.
going to be annoying about it. And I was worried I was going to be annoying about it. And now I fear it's coming true.
It's okay. And I feel like we're allowed to only because it was that good. Like, if it,
Yes.
I went in with just seeing the trailer and stuff like that and watching the Broadway show. So me going in there, I was like hoping it was gonna be good, and it was amazing. Like, I was
Yeah.
blown away.
Yeah. I was worried though, seeing all the TikToks and the press, and like I was over Ariana and Cynthia. Like they were really annoying the shit out of me. I was like, I don't want, I actually almost didn't want to like it because like they were being so annoying about it.
They were.
But I kind of get it. Like when they're holding hands and they're holding each other's fingers and like sobbing in the interviews, I'm like, actually, I kind of get it.
I kinda
Because
get it, yeah.
I cried about every 15 minutes in that movie. Every
I
time a song ended, I was crying. Even like the cute, fun, upbeat ones, I was
Yes.
crying. I was like, why am I crying?
I'll never forget when this is a spoiler alert. So if you did not watch the movie, I don't know what to tell
Skip
you.
this
It's
part. Skip this
been a
part, you
week,
guys. Fast
but
forward.
I'll never forget while we're watching it, and Alphaba is like, oh, I'll help you like clean up the flowers. And the professor's like, don't worry about it, go with your friend. She's like, I don't have any.
Oh.
And he goes
Oh.
with his little
With his
hoof,
little hoof.
he goes, you got a friend. And I was just like, why am I
I
crying right
could
now?
cry. No, because
And
you know, you're like me, animals get to us.
yeah,
Like if
animals
it's
will get
about an animal, I'm gonna
yeah.
cry.
Because I would love for an animal to be like, don't
Right.
worry,
Hold
I
my hoof.
got you. Oh my,
Hold my
like
hoof, we're
and I look at you and you're like, am I crying? I was like, oh yeah, me too.
The three big or maybe the four big cries for me, and this is spoilers, like a lot of spoilers,
Yeah,
is when he
majority
helps.
of this is gonna
Yeah.
be spoilers, just
Yeah.
because people that
Because we're
love
talking
it
about
have seen it,
the movie,
right? And you've
yeah.
seen it already if you love
Right,
it, so.
right. And if you haven't, then listen to this after you watch it. The hoof, when he holds out the hoof, like I could cry. When they go to capture him and his little glasses fall off and break, I want to kill myself. I'm crying so bad.
I wanted to stand up and be like, let him free.
Let
Like,
him at least get his glasses at the
get
very
away
least.
from him. Like,
Obviously defying gravity, like come on, sobbing. Actually,
yes.
there's five. When the original Elphaba and Glinda came on, Idina
Oh.
Menzel, aka Adele Dazeem, and Kristen Chenoweth, I was like, and I did not see any spoilers about that, so like I was truly shocked.
Yeah, me too.
And
I heard a little bit and I saw a picture and it looked like them, but I was like, maybe they're just in a cameo in the back. Like, I didn't know they actually
They
sang and
had a
stuff like that. So
song.
I loved that. I was like,
Oh my
thank
God, me
you.
too.
Let's honor
That
the
was like an
people that did that.
homage. Yes,
Yes, I
yes. I
love
thought that
that.
was beautiful. And then the one that really like I was inconsolable almost was when they were at the Ozdust, like the hottest club in Oz, and they're like crying on the dance floor together.
Oh, I
Glinda and
died.
Alphaba. Like I wanted to pass away in the theater.
I went with my friend Olivia and you know you and
And by the way, Olivia, I love because a girl that brings a sandwich to the movie theater is a girl that I fuck with. Like I
like,
was just like, we see each other.
we
I like
see each
this
other.
girl.
No, when she came like running and then she opened her bag, I'm thinking to put the coffee
She
in
was like,
and she
hold my
goes,
sandwiches.
everyone hold. I was like, oh,
I was
okay. I'm
like,
like,
and
yeah, we're
that's a
gonna
girl's girl, and that's my kind of girl.
She kept looking at me during that scene and I was like look away, like I can't, like I'm bawling my eyes out, like when they were crying on the dance floor I was like I can't, because it was just so like hard to watch that. It was just like it
No,
hurt.
because like if you've ever felt like I see so much of myself in Elphaba or vice versa, I don't know. Like if you've ever felt like an outcast ever, like even for something stupid, like you get it. Like you get it. Like you are defying gravity, you guys. You are. You do shed a tear on the dance floor.
No, literally. And I always shed a tear on the dance floor.
Oh my God, yes, you have
And
to.
that's and you have to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved it. Like it was so good. Oh, my favorite part. Well, all right, I'll talk about the times I cried. I guess it was the hoof. It was the dance floor and defining gravity. That was probably the the main, when they, oh my, this was random, but like it resonated with me when they were like on the loudspeaker saying like this disgusting, horrible, hurt, and she's a witch. And I was just like, oh my God, like
Because you felt like you were being witch hunted at certain points in your
what?
life. Like seriously, if you
Oh
feel like
yeah,
people are
always.
coming for you, like, yeah, I am wicked, by the way.
Right. Right. I feel like the like before seeing the musical, I didn't really know what it was about. I knew it had to do about the witches side of the story, but after I was like, holy shit. Like
Like,
I
I
didn't
didn't know it took place
realize.
out of school.
Yes, yeah, right. That too. Yeah. But like I didn't realize that like it's kind of that thing where it's like, don't throw the first punch because I'm gonna, retaliate. So yeah, it was amazing. But my favorite part or my favorite like scene in the movie was shit, I keep forgetting the loathing one.
Yes, it's
I have to
called
know.
What's This Word or something like
What is
that?
this feeling? Oh my
What is this
gosh.
feeling? The
Oh my,
dance
the dance.
montage
Wait,
with the
you just sent me
book,
this, and you just
Trisha
sent me this.
Paytas
Trisha
did it.
Paytas.
I mean, that woman, she's as soon as she likes something, she's like, we're gonna actually have to recreate that. We're actually gonna have to spend $1 million to recreate that. And that's why I love her. I'm obsessed with her. But yes, the
I
dance, it
loved
was
it.
incredible.
No, it was so good. I was like, and that's why when you sent me on Trisha Paytas, I was like, that's me though too. Like the second I saw that, I'm like, oh, I want to dance to it,
No,
but I know
if you were a
myself.
millionaire and if I was a millionaire, we're recreating the whole scene. We're paying actors and we're getting a studio and we're recreating the entire thing. Because why not?
Yeah, literally, why not? That's, oh my God, I can't. That's when she, I just love Trisha Paytas. This is like a
No,
side
she's
quest,
everything.
but I love Trisha Paytas because if she likes something for a second, I'll never forget Rocky Horror Story, or not Rocky Horror Story.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, and she liked it, like she found out about it, recreates the whole thing, does the whole set, and plays both the husband and the wife, or the man, the whatever it was, and I died. I was like, this woman,
She's
like.
everything. My favorite is obviously when she did like the World War II, like recreating on the beach. I mean, that's like top tier gold medal amazing. But also when she was being like High School Musical Zac Efron on the golf course. Like she just,
Bet on it, bet
I
on
don't have words. I don't have
it.
words. She's so good.
No, that is so good. There's just so many. So now today when she posted that one, she's doing her Trishmas, like whatever, like
We don't want to talk about it
rehearsals.
that much because we did try to get tickets and
Yeah.
it was a little bit expensive.
I was disappointed because San Diego was cheap and then New York City was what, 300 or
Sold
something?
out in one
Or
second. It,
more.
no more. It was like in the
Oh,
thousands.
that was it. Yeah, only VIP was left. I'm like, we're
Yeah.
not going then. Like, that's it.
No.
But if I had money, I would probably go and see Trisha VIP
Yeah.
if I could hug her and stuff.
Oh my
But
God, yeah.
yeah, so the movie was amazing. How do we feel? So give it a review, 1 out of 10. What would your rating be?
10. And I'm not that girl. Like you, I remember probably the last movie I saw in the theater was, I mean, it wasn't, but like the last big one I saw in the theater was Barbie.
Yeah.
And like the hype was the same. And I liked the Barbie movie a lot, but I would have given that like a 7 or an 8. This, I thought it was going to be the same thing, like overhype. This, I really truly believe is 10 out of 10. And I would go see it in the theaters again.
I feel the same way. That's how I felt about Barbie. I was like, all right, it's like a 6 or 7. Like, it was good, but I feel like it left out a lot and stuff like that. This movie is a 10 out of 10 to
I
me
think
as well.
it did for the people that are like really into theater and into Broadway. I feel like even though they took some liberties, I feel like those people would respect and like what they did. Like I think it honored the play and like the original musical, but it added like more context.
Yeah.
Like I think everyone can appreciate it. The people that saw it that were like, I literally am only coming to see Ariana Grande, and the
Right.
people that are like die-hard Wicked fans since 2004, I feel like they both can hold hands and be like, this achieved what
Like
we
this is
wanted.
good. Yeah. And it's I feel like that does have to do with like the fact that the cast also like the movie, I mean, the Broadway show.
Yeah.
So that just made it even more important to them to make it a good movie.
Yes.
Because after, like, so from seeing the Broadway show recently to now watching the movie, I'm like, they got it spot on. Like,
oh, God, yeah.
If I had to think of what this would have been like, this
they
is
nailed
it.
It.
They nailed it.
Everything. They nailed it. Even, like, you know, when you're seeing a Broadway play, they can only do so much with the set and, like,
right.
with the. And, like, they built out the world so perfectly in the movie. Like, really, they nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was beyond amazing. I have, like, nothing but good things to say. The only bad thing I would say is that Cynthia and Ariana, like you said in the interviews, were annoying the fuck out of me. But, like, I understand it because, like, I guess it was such a
And moment. I almost feel like I could see myself being like that too. Like, if I was Cynthia or Ariana, all of a sudden, like, I do want to hold your index finger and cry and hold
if
space,
I, like,
defying gravity.
No, literally, if I got, like, a starring role and it was something I always wanted to. Oh, perfect example. If I got the starring role of Ernest Menville in Death Becomes Her,
okay,
I'm gonna cry in every single interview because I'm gonna
right.
be like, I can't believe this is my favorite movie of all time.
Yes.
And I am literally in it now. I'm in the picture. And that's me.
I guess that's like if I became Ned Schneebly in School of Rock. Like, that was my favorite movie. If they remade it and they're like, we want to cast you as Jack Black, I would be like, oh my God. I would never shut up. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
You're gonna be like, do you know who I am? Like, I was in School of Rock.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. God. Yeah, but that, like, them crying over, like, the one lady would be like, and I mean, you too. You guys look great today. And they're like,
no, literally.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And I'm like, are
That's
they okay?
Smile.
Yeah.
I'm like,
now, because now people are like, it's the Wizard of Oz curse. Because did you ever hear of that?
Never.
What so the that? Wizard of Oz curse, just so much happened in the Wizard of Oz making it.
Okay.
That they think things happened in this movie while they were making it. So nothing's been said, but, like, that's the conspiracy.
Like, trying things happened, and they're like, wow, we made it through?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
So nothing's come out, but that's what they're
everyone's allowed. Saying also, like, the girls are anorexic and, like, they're just, like, so emotional because they don't eat. And, like, I don't want to, I'm not going to get into, I'm not touching that topic, but,
right,
like,
right.
I don't know. I think maybe they're just tired too. Like, they've been through so much and they're like,
they do look very skinny. And I didn't really realize. I just thought they were always like that. Not Ariana Grande. I knew Ariana Grande, like, lost a lot of weight and she was already so skinny.
Right.
But them two, like, before the movie and now that the movie's out, I'm like,
It's like, whoa, it's really, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
But
they
I
still look beautiful. They looked amazing in it. Now, what are your favorites on the soundtrack? Because now we watched the movie.
Yeah.
Soundtrack is out.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
So like I said, I cry at every song. Like, every song, even the stupid ones, I'm sobbing. I don't know why. I knew, obviously, that I liked Defying Gravity. I love Cynthia's rendition on it. Like, so powerful. Like, the last line, you know, of the song that everyone's obsessed with.
Yeah.
I feel like she nails, like, the emotion of it. And, like, the, like, desperation and, oh, I just think amazing, obviously. What's the one we were just talking about that Trisha recreated?
Oh.
What's this feeling?
What is this feeling?
What is this feeling? Amazing 10 out of 10. Dancing Through Life.
Love.
Amazing 10 out of 10. No One Mourns the Wicked.
Yes.
Love. And those are probably, like, my top three.
Wow. Okay. So.
Yeah. And you?
My top three are, I think it might be the same. I think it might be Dancing Through Life. Ooh, all right. I have four. So Dancing Through Life, What Is This Feeling? I love. The Wizard and I always love that song.
Yeah, that's good.
And the one that I can't believe I'm obsessed with is No One Mourns the Wizard, because that was always my least favorite. I was like, skip, like, we're not doing it. But this rendition, oh my God, like, I'm obsessed. But,
and, like, Ariana hitting the high notes and, like, it's just so,
I was,
give her the Oscar just for that opening scene.
Yeah, I really hope she does win the Oscar for this. I just think she deserves it. Like, both of them
Yeah.
do.
The yeah, you could tell they put in a
Are they
lot
both
of work.
supporting
I
actresses?
think they submitted Cynthia as lead and Ariana as supporting so that they both would have a chance, which
Oh,
I
okay,
actually
good.
like that they did that because
Yes.
I honestly I feel like they're both so deserving.
Yeah.
So I think that's how it went. And then I'm sure they're gonna be, or they already, I mean, they're gonna be nominated for the songs and the
Oh,
musical
yeah.
composition and all
So
that.
this is my prediction. They're popular is going to be nominated,
Okay, I like that.
and they're going to perform at the Oscars and either do
Yes.
popular or What Is This Feeling? That's my prediction.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting. And at the Oscars, I remember when Les Mis came out with Anne Hathaway and Hugh Jackman,
Yes.
like I don't know how
Never
many years ago.
forget.
They performed like the big number on at the Oscars, and it was like what a moment. So I'm hoping they do something like
Oh
that, like a
yeah,
big production.
I hope.
Yeah.
But
Because
you
I'd
know,
love to see it like live, like performed
yes,
live like that.
perform. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
One moment in the whole movie, as we're sitting there watching it, is I am so blessed that no motherfucker busted out and just started singing because I was so nervous for that. Right,
I
Kim?
was terrified.
Oh my God. I would have been like, okay, not here. Not here.
Oh, I would have like actually probably screamed. I would have been like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
Oh, I would have
literally.
actually lost it.
No,
I would have
literally.
lost it.
I would have freaked out because I've seen so many TikToks and I'm scared for these people. I don't know how they walk through life. This one guy's like, I'm gonna see if I could sing. I'm nervous. I'm the Why are you nervous? Shut the fuck up,
And you know what gets
actually.
to me?
Fuck.
Right. You know what gets me? The audience that claps afterwards. No.
No.
If that fool is going to get up and start singing, be silent. Let them know that that was not okay and it wasn't good.
or
If
say
you're clap,
boo,
right,
tomato,
throw
tomato.
tomatoes at them. Like, ew, you're going to
Oh
clap at
my God.
these. Whatever, I'm being a
This,
bitch.
no, we're not because it's the truth. Like it's a
Right.
movie, we paid money. If you
Right.
wanna sing, go to
Right. I
your
don't need to see
community.
Claire.
Right.
Right.
Go to your community theater center. I know they have shows. I know they have a musical around
Petition for them
April.
to do
So,
Wicked and go
right.
do
And
it.
do Wicked and
Right.
become Elphaba and shut
Right.
up
Right. And
because
shut up.
that
It's
was
not
so
about
crazy.
you. It's not about you, babe.
Not about you. And I know
And it
you
never
theater
has been.
kids all love it's
Right.
all
Oh,
about you
holy
guys.
fuck. I do hate theater kids. Sorry. Hate them. Like, I like to see
I was a
Broadway
theater kid,
productions.
but
I
it's like,
probably would have hated you. Were you
not.
obnoxious about it or you were fine?
No,
Okay,
I
you
just
were
was
on the
there
Lilo.
to have fun. I was just there to have fun and laugh with
Right. And go
everybody.
to like the after party at Friendly's or wherever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's it. But yeah, it's so crazy. But this one girl started singing, and this one guy in the back of her said, sit down.
Thank you. And thank you for his service because someone needs
Right, and she goes like
to
this, the didn't even start yet. I don't give a fuck.
The fuck? I want to watch Nicole Kidman say, "We come to this place for magic." Like, I don't want to hear you fucking saying, like, I don't want to. It's not about you.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, you really think we're gonna like clap for you that you're singing? And oh my
No.
God. Like
No, it makes me sick.
they're
It actually makes
insane.
me sick.
And that's all I could say, or I'll get
Right.
canceled.
No, exactly. I'm like, I gotta bite my tongue on this
Yeah.
one because.
Right. I'm like, this is live, don't forget.
Right. We're
All
streaming
right.
live right now.
Yeah. So other than that, yeah, Wicked was 10 out of 10 for both of us, it
Yeah.
seems. So that's
Yes.
amazing.
And I feel
So
like I want everyone to see it. I want, like, my brother, for example, is obsessed with, like, which I'm sure a lot of guys with, like, Marvel superheroes, whatever. I'm
yes.
like, you watch this movie once, you're not gonna even remember who Captain America is. Like, you're gonna be like, oh, we're like obsessed with Elphaba and Glinda.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like truly everyone will enjoy this film.
Yeah.
Grandpa, Uncle Jerry. Like, I really feel like everyone will like it.
It's a movie for everyone. It's people,
Yeah.
it's for people who like
Like
witches.
beautiful
It's for
stories. And
right, it's
also,
for people
yeah,
who like beautiful stories. And
maybe
it's
you felt
for
like you're like the witch in your life and like you don't feel recognized. Like, I
right.
love a villain origin story too.
Love. That's why I saw it.
Yeah.
I love a villain origin story. It's
Yeah.
my favorite. So that's the whole reason. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. All right, well, that was amazing. Let's get right into pop culture. And we have two funny ones, and then we have a very serious one that just broke.
I'm scared, okay.
Today. So first is Robots by Tesla. How are we feeling? Because I'm scared.
I'm feeling bad because I only can think about iRobot starring Will Smith and how shit went down real quick. And the thing that really gets me about the robots is the videos. Have you seen the videos of Kim Kardashian like interacting with her robot? Yeah. I'm like, sometimes I feel like she's the devil. Like, stop flaunting your wealth and like
allegedly
being, like, right. Oh, excuse me. <That's okay>. But they do freak me out. I know they're gonna somehow get programmed to kill. I know they're gonna learn how to use guns, and they don't have the emotional capacity to think like, oh, I shouldn't kill, that's bad. They're just gonna start killing.
Right.
They're gonna start choking people, they're gonna start drowning people and killing people with guns. And that's why, well, not only because I can't afford one, but that's why I won't be getting one.
And how much are they? 30,000?
I think they're like this, like a cheap car. They're like 30,000. Oh, if you could finance one, maybe I would get one. But again, I don't think I would get one because
it's just not in my cards at this point.
I want to live. And like, where am I going to put it? Is it going to sleep next to me in bed? Like, does it need to sleep? I don't know.
Right. It's so weird. Yeah, I don't know. I just like, I like what they're thinking, but I just feel like we're not ready for that yet. Like, I don't see us being there. Like,
we got to get ourselves figured out first.
Right. Humans. Can we get us figured out and then we can move forward? Because
we've got some work to do.
The only reason, and for you especially, is if they carried the groceries.
Oh, my third floor walk up. Come the fuck on. Yes. If they'll carry my groceries, come on up.
Yeah, can you imagine,
or like do my emails for me?
Right, please. And you call and you're like, hey, can you come and grab the
what would you name bags? What would you name your robot if you had one?
Oh, you already
know.
I want to
name mine like Kiki or like Kikiana or like
Kuchina. For me, it's Lily. I just
Lily. Like, hi, Lily.
My ride or die. And what's robot saying, Lily?
She's Lily.
And she goes like this with her tongue. Tongue out.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that would definitely be a big help. And like stuff like, can you bring the dresser down? Like that would probably help if they were strong. Actually,
yeah, like do heavy stuff for me.
Yeah.
Like make my bed. Clean my bathroom. Like, and do stuff like that.
In 2 months we're gonna finance one and be like, right, we don't know what we were saying there. Yeah,
right. In 2 months we're gonna be like, oh, so we actually split one and we share it. I get it Monday through Wednesday, George gets it Thursday through Sunday.
The poor robot walks 28 miles yeah. from house
and then to house. And then I think that's what happens. Like, it gets resentful because we make it work so hard right. and then it kills us.
Right. And it's like
I'm
just,
done being your slave.
Right. That's scary. Yeah. And they're it's like, scary. I want to just lay on the couch like you do.
Right.
Like,
right. Okay. You fat fuck. Like,
yeah.
kill you.
So next we have aliens are in the ocean as per our government. So
I need you to explain this one to me because I yeah. don't know what I know. I have not heard this.
Oh, yet. Okay. So the US government, and no one cares. It's so funny. No okay. one gives a shit.
yeah. I haven't even heard this.
Yeah. The US government came forward saying there are aliens in our ocean and it's just confirmed.
And what do they mean by that? Like, what do they mean? Like, they the came aliens from outer
go,
space?
Yes, and they go in the ocean, they come back out, they go in space again. Like, they just come in
and
here.
Why do they care so much about the ocean?
I don't know. They just like it. I don't
the
know.
The ocean freaks me the fuck out because...
But we... No, me too. I'm
there's
scared.
There's so much down there we don't know.
Yeah.
Aliens, yeah. I guess, apparently.
Yeah, so that's that. And no one gives a fuck. No one's like, I'm scared. And we're all like, okay, next. And now the government's
I love,
like...
the government likes to drop, like, bombs when people are upset about other things. Like, yes. we're talking about Wicked and Thanksgiving and the election right now. They're like, oh, by the way, there's aliens in the ocean. Anyways.
I think they do that on purpose. Just say, like, yeah. we told you guys, but, like, no one said anything. I think that's
yeah.
when they do it.
Yeah, they're like, we're transparent.
Right.
Yeah. You guys didn't care.
So that's all the information we have on it as of right now. But that was just a little.
I just wonder what they're doing, why they care about the ocean more than the land. Like, right. what's down there? There's either got to be gold or information or like life forms down there that are like powerful.
Right. That's true.
There's mermaids down there. There's the Loch Ness Monster down there. Like, I think there's. I don't know. Like, there's got to be something cool down there. And yeah. my two biggest fears in life are the ocean and space. So, like, this is kind of combining both of them. And I'm horrified.
Space and the ocean collab together.
Yeah. And I'm kind of hating every minute of it.
Your biggest fear. And then last, this is probably the best thing that's ever happened. Lana Del Rey has a new album coming out. And Yay. It's coming out on May 21st. I'm so excited. Another Yay. Summer of Lana. I just know it already.
Oh, here we go. It's going to yeah. be, that means for me, a summer of Lana is a depressed summer.
Oh, yeah.
That's like where I'm like head out the window. Like, I don't care if I crash my car.
I'm tired of feeling like I'm
back. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but
yeah,
what is I'm... this? So Lasso is scrapped or is this Lasso?
I don't know. So no one really knows because okay. Lasso was like, she was like, I don't know now about Lasso. And we're like, oh, okay. So okay. Lasso still might be coming, just not at this moment. She does that a lot. Like she'll yeah. say like, I'm
she's manic this. When she's right. manic. Yeah. She's like, ah, yeah. we're doing an album.
Yeah. But she's like, here's this for now. So
okay.
that's that. But I'm very
and what
excited
was,
for
when
it.
Did she drop her last album?
That was 2023.
Okay, so you know what, she's cranking them out pretty consistently.
Yeah, she is.
Like, I can't even be mad.
She used to take a big break and then all of yeah. a sudden once she did Blue Bannister and yeah. then she did this and then she like
chemtrails yeah
yes,
like she
yeah.
did yeah yeah yeah
so she is kind of going off, which is good, but
I'm
yeah I'm excited,
excited
for that.
I mean, she is in my top three, I would say, of
oh
life.
Yeah, and especially
so,
after
like,
we saw her, I'm yeah. like, I'm obsessed even more now.
It. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's one yeah. of the best for me. And
for
then
sure.
last we have reality TV. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm. We have, this one's very quick, Real Housewives of New York.
Okay.
Like, ugh, it's.
I'm going to be honest, didn't even watch.
Yeah, because it's boring.
I'm over
like,
them. I'm over them.
And here's my thing. Like, I feel like there are some girls on there who are good for the show, but then there's
who
other
do you
ones
like?
That just aren't. Okay, so this, let me say my ideal cast. How about that
yeah,
for next
yeah.
season?
Yeah.
Jessel.
Okay.
Oh my God, I thought there was an earthquake. My whole house, I thought my house just shook. Okay, Jessel. Not Brynn. What's the other girl's name
Erin?
That I like and you'd like? Yeah, Erin.
Erin, yeah.
And then I want Luann, Sonia,
Ooh.
Ramona, Dorinda, Tinsley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
that's
my I love
group.
My girl Tinsley.
Yeah. Living up in Palm Beach.
Oh my God. I wrestle with all the girls on the current cast. I hate all of them. Like,
Okay.
I even when I like Erin, like I don't like her that much. Like, I
Right.
don't really want her on my screen. Or like same
Right.
with Jessel. But I do like Jessel and her husband. I feel like they're kind of interesting. Like, they're fucking weird, which is why I like
Yes.
them. Like, Jessel straight up, like, I don't understand her. Like, her
Yeah.
clueless birthday party, I was like, what are you doing?
It's so
Like,
weird. It's
she's just
so,
weird.
yeah.
There is a lot of and I'm gonna start off by saying I'm an ally. There's a lot of like lesbianism.
Say it. Yeah. No, I
Like, there's a lot
agree.
of lesbians, but it's not like the whole Brynn of it all, pretending like she wants to hook up with all of them, I find annoying.
Right.
Like
It's
that whole the
very
whole Jenna like playing into it, but then Jenna doesn't also want to show her fiance, like she
it's
doesn't
a
show half her
mess.
life. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. And I feel like, I mean, this has been said a million times, but I feel like the girls are trying to produce the show themselves.
A
Like,
hundred
leave that
percent.
for behind the camera. Don't, like, it's just not enjoyable. Like, I just feel like the OG Roni cast was so organic. And,
Yeah.
like, I don't know. Like, the women could not, these current women, I feel like, are faking it, you
Oh
know?
yeah, 100%. Whereas the original cast was authentic. That's why they got in trouble a lot of the time. But it's because they're being authentic.
Yeah.
It's a
But
mess.
I like that. Like, even when I hated them, I loved them
Yeah,
because it was
because
good TV.
I love that. I love when you are authentic.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with New York City, but
Yeah, I'm gonna keep
we'll
watching. Like, I will catch up
Yeah.
and I'm gonna keep watching, but
Yeah, me
I
too.
don't know.
And last we have authentic. To me, this is an authentic cast. Salt Lake City, House of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, yes.
They're amazing.
Yes, even when the episodes are like nothing's really happening, it's a 10 out of 10.
Yes.
This last episode, this was like the Breakfast at Tiffany's or like the Audrey
Yes.
Hepburn one,
Yes.
right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It
You know
was
who
so
I'm
good.
obsessed with? Do you want to guess like who I'm legit
Brittany.
obsessed with? Yes. I was
What about me,
dying.
guys? Like,
Yes, when
you
she
guys
was
are all friends.
trying so hard to make it about herself, and I'm like, we're the same girl. We're
No,
the same girl.
literally, Amanda, if I was ever on a show and they casted me as a friend of, and then no one gives a fuck about my feelings, I would be like,
No, I'm gonna
excuse me.
stand up and slam my hands on the table. And what about me?
Yeah, that was
And
so
I was
good.
dying when Meredith like got up and left, and it looked like Brittany was about to storm out too. I was like, girl, no one gives a shit about you. Like, relax back there. Yes. I'm obsessed with it. And to tie this back to Wicked, last night on TikTok, I saw she posted a TikTok of her singing Defying Gravity amazingly. Like, her
was.
voice is incredible. And apparently she was like in theater. Like, she's like classically trained.
Yeah.
She has amazing voice.
No,
And I was
she sounds really good.
like, we need to be doing more of a deep dive on Britney because there's something there. There's
Like,
something there.
yeah, there's things that we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cast is amazing. And the Breakfast
Yeah.
at Tiffany's was incredible, or whatever, Audrey Hepburn.
Yes.
That whole
How
thing
did
was
you feel
amazing.
about like Whitney versus Bronwyn? Like, who do you have a side or you don't want to pick a
Wait,
side?
Brittany versus
No,
Bronwyn?
Whitney.
Oh,
Yeah.
Whitney.
Wait, was it Whitney? No, what's her name?
No,
Heather. Sorry,
Heather.
Heather.
I
Heather.
was
Heather.
like,
Sorry.
I
I
don't
was like,
remember
wait,
that.
no, Heather versus Bronwyn.
Oh, so I like Bronwyn in this stance. I feel like
Yeah.
Heather is that person that's trying to produce the show.
Yes.
And
And I
I feel
feel
like
like she's like getting mad for like not that big of a
she's like,
deal.
yeah, and she's kind of losing the season in regards to
Yeah.
doing
And
that.
she's
So,
coming off such a high of like receipts, timelines,
yes,
whatever, that
skinny.
she thinks like I'm a fake, yeah, skinny, like
Yeah.
Ozempic queen, but like I feel like she feels untouchable and she's
Yes.
not. Like,
You're
that's
not.
the one thing about Housewives. Like, when they start to feel like, well, I'm the fan favorite, like, that's when I'm ready to turn on them. I'm like, well,
Right.
actually, be careful because you're not the fan favorite.
Right. And
Like, Beverly
because we all
knows.
know that Mary's the fan favorite, I think.
Yes, exactly. And Mary doesn't need to flaunt it because
No.
she just knows it and we know it.
Yeah. Oh
Yeah.
my God.
No, but
So
I was
good.
saying, like, Beverly Hills too. Like, I feel like Kyle, she's like, well, I'm like the number one in this show, and like
Yeah.
I'm the favorite. No, girl, like I'm gonna ride for Dorit
Right.
this season. I could already tell.
It's crazy. So, Amanda, thank you so much. for coming on this episode with me to talk about Wicked, Housewives, UFOs, aliens, and robots.
Honestly, like, this was fun. I was like nervous, but also like, literally, this is just us at work.
Right. Exactly.
Like, this is just us, like, being every day. Ourselves.
Yeah. It's
I'm
us
like,
all
oh my God, I'm scared. But like, yeah.
Right. If
no,
you,
this was fun.
Yeah. If you are yourself, like, you're good to go. Like, that's
yeah.
It. Yeah. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in. I will see you all next week. And
love you guys.
Have an amazing, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving.
Yes.
This is coming out on Wednesday. We're recording on a Monday. So,
and if you're going out on Wednesday,
yes,
maybe like, be good. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Yeah, everyone, do not drink and drive, please.
No.
It's not worth it. I know Uber and
text me. I'll buy you guys an Uber. Text me and I'll get you guys an Uber if you need.
She's the sweetest, and I'll put her cell phone number in the description below.
Thank you guys.
I know Lyft and Uber always have like on those days they usually give you like a discount. So if money's tight but you're like drunk on the side of a road, do not hop in your car.
Do not
take an Uber
and literally call me. I'll come get you guys if you need.
Exactly. Yeah. She's the sweetest. That one.
Aww,
I'm like now she does go to bed at 9. So
yeah. So you like, gotta get drunk by 5 or else I'm not coming.
Oh my gosh. All right, Amanda, thank you so much. This was
thank
so
you.
Much fun.
Yes, this was
and
awesome.
And everyone, I will see you all next week.
Bye, guys. Ciao. Don't want to complicate you.